Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, it's a bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, let's go right to him. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. It's, I don't know, you got to check in a couple of times a day, man, with Pro Football Talk. They got great stuff going all day. Mike Florio joins us. Mike, good morning. How you doing?
Dude, a couple of times a day. I got mouths to feed. I need more than a couple of times a day. Come on, man.
Hey, by the way, how you guys must have a breakdown. What's the average person? How many times clicks will they have a day to just that need a fix?
Well, I'll peel back the curtain more than you or anyone else cares. We changed our platform a year and a half ago, and the reporting isn't as robust as it was in the past, and I didn't know that when I agreed to change platforms, so I don't have that same level of granularity that maybe I had in the past, but we've done surveys in the past. I mean, a lot of people will come to the site and click and click and come back, and also, you know, you get an insight into the demographics and whatnot, so people, there's a nucleus that are constantly checking for new stuff, and that's one of the reasons why we're constantly trying to put new stuff up.
Yeah. No, listen, stuff's been great, and you and I have been together, so I feel like I know you and Chris and the whole rest of the gang there. So, well, we might as well just get into the drama stuff besides all the great football, and what a weird week it was. We saw some crazy, crazy stuff happen, from throwing a play at the end of the game and nobody's around the receiver and he runs basically untouched. If it was two-hand touch, he would have scored, and then they missed the extra point. I mean, it was just the whole week was just nuts full of games. But let's go right into the New York disaster on both. And let's start with Daniel Jones. So everybody's got an opinion on what he should do. Go find the right team now. Or I saw Fitzpatrick said he should just sit out the rest of the year. What do you think Daniel Jones does here down the stretch with these games that are left?
I think it'd be foolish to sit out the rest of the year. The question is, when do you make your move? You can sit and monitor, and maybe a starter gets injured. Think about last year. Kirk Cousins blows out his Achilles. The Vikings had to mobilize in the final 2 days of the trading period to find anyone they could find. If Daniel Jones would have been available last year, they would have jumped on him. They wouldn't have had to give up anything to get him. They ended up trading for Josh Dobbs. So we don't know when or how or for how long the guy's going to be out if somebody does get injured, but there's always a chance the starting quarterback's going to blow an Achilles or tear an ACL or have some other season-ending injury. So there's strategic reason to wait. What we reported on Football Night in America is something I hadn't thought of, but one of the very real options for Jones is to join a practice squad of a team. Every team can have up to 16 extra guys beyond the 53-man roster. And then if you're on the practice squad, you can sign with any other team's active roster. Mm. So you join one team, you're practicing, you're around the game. The Giants are paying him $11.83 million minus whatever minimal amount he makes elsewhere. He's still making that $11.83 million. But then if somebody gets injured, he's in shape. He's ready to go. He can go sign with another team. And, yeah, he's going to have to learn a new offense, yada, yada. But being on a practice squad gives him that flexibility if and when somebody gets injured. And if I'm going to do that, I'm picking the practice squad of a team that is a true shortlist contender like the Lions. Right? A team that I know is going to make it and be there. Because, you know, I've heard teams mention, it's like, well, our team's not really a contender, and Daniel Jones isn't going to make him a contender. And, you know, if I'm going to go to another team, I want to be playing football and around football deep into January. So I think he'll do that unless there's some option out there that I'm not aware of, where he could play for a contender right away. But he's better than the backup, the number two guy, on most of the contenders. Right. And anybody who would say otherwise is just not being fair to Daniel Jones. The offensive line and other issues with the team is why it fell apart for him. He took them to the playoffs and won a playoff game 2 years ago.
So the other guy is a guy down here. We haven't heard anything from him. By the way, even when he played, he was pretty quiet with his social life when he was away from football. Ryan Tannehill, I look at that Vegas situation, and I know it's not great. It's not ideal for quarterbacks, but you surprised Ryan Tannehill hadn't come back? We haven't heard a word from the guy.
I'm not surprised because early on, I don't know who got injured. I think it was after the Jordan Love injury that we thought was going to be a lot worse than it was. He only missed two games. The video of the hit that he took that Friday night in Brazil to start the season, it looked like it was a lot worse than it was. I poked around some then, and I got the impression that it's a very high bar for him to come back. He wants to play. He wants to play for a contender. The money's got to be right. He doesn't need the money. He doesn't need the headache. And he's still possibly, you know, if you get a situation where the starting quarterback of a true contender goes down for the year and that team would say, we'll go Ryan Tannehill instead of next man up, then that could be the opening for Tannehill. But I think the longer we get into the season, the deeper it goes, the less likely it is we're going to see him. I don't think it's unlikely we'll see Jones. The question is, where and when does he initially come back, presumably on a practice squad?
We couldn't wait to find out what Aaron Rodgers was going to say on ESPN. And he says, man, I'm undecided for 2025, but wouldn't mind returning to the Jets if that's what I want. Were you surprised by his comments at all, or did you kind of expect that? I had no idea which way he was going to go.
Yeah, I didn't know what he was going to say either, and there was a lot of reporting last week about the future for him and the Jets. It started as the Jets, going into last week, before Joe Douglas was fired, I said, hey, you know, Aaron Rodgers had said, I think I want to play next year. Well, there's no guarantee the Jets are going to bring him back. Robert Saleh's been fired. The GM might not be back. Then the GM gets fired. Then there's the reporting, which we confirmed, that Woody Johnson, the owner of the team, suggested benching Aaron Rodgers after the week 4 loss to the Denver Broncos. It's like they're not going to want him. And by the end of the week, the reporting from The Athletic was he wants to play in 2025, but not for the Jets. So he was primarily responding to that by saying that his first choice is to play for the Jets. But, Joe, I have to say this, and we talked about it on PFT Live. I'm writing it right now. I went back and listened very carefully. And remember, this is the guy who played word games over the COVID vaccine. And I don't want to talk about it, but, number one, he keeps talking about it. And, number two, it's relevant to this situation because he played a deliberate word game and forced a follow-up question that was never asked. If you listen to what he said yesterday, the context makes it clear that he's talking about the Jets. But on multiple occasions, he says New York, okay? And that's significant to me because there's a theory percolating around some league circles that he and Belichick are going to get together next year.
Wow.
And the only three places where that would happen, my assessment, because you're not going to go to Dallas, but Dak Prescott, $60 million a year contract. They're not going to bench Dak Prescott or trade him or cut him. Can't go to Jacksonville, $55 million a year for Trevor Lawrence. The three teams are the Raiders, the Saints, and the Giants. And the Giants, that's the place that Belichick is most associated with other than the Patriots. And that's the place that people think he wants to go. And the other wrinkle is this. Belichick isn't tied to anyone right now. He could be talking to Aaron Rodgers any day he wants, as long as he wants. And he can be saying to Aaron Rodgers, when I come back next year, I want you as my quarterback. And I think I have a chance to come back to the Giants. Do you want to play for me with the Giants? He can do all that with no punishment, no penalty, no rule violation, because he's not connected to anyone right now. And somebody who knows the league very well said to me a week or so ago, he's tampering his ass off right now because it's not tampering. Coaching candidates, assistants, players, he can talk to anybody anytime. And we had just written yesterday this possibility, and we had, you know, put the dots together that would take Rodgers and Belichick to the Giants. So that's why when he started saying New York yesterday, is this guy playing games again? I want to be in New York. My first choice is New York. I love living in New Jersey. Well, if you join the Giants, you don't have to move.
Yeah, I just, the only thing I'd say back at that is Belichick got a little tired of Tom Brady at a certain age and thought he was done, whether they wanted to keep him or not. It kind of felt like Tom was not feeling love there. And I just wonder, it's about the same age that Aaron Rodgers is looking at. Hell, he wasn't as good as Tom Brady. So that'd be the only thing I'm not sure about. But by the way, he's got to get a quarterback, and I don't know, you know, he wants to win right now.
Here's the other side of it. Belichick was wrong about Brady, and this is a way to rectify it.
Yes, he was.
Hey, the guy still may have it at 41. And I think objectively, Rodgers a better passer than Brady. Brady far more accomplished. Rodgers a better passer. And Belichick has praised Rodgers in the past. Just a couple of weeks ago on the Let's Go podcast, he was praising Rodgers. And Rodgers has praised Belichick. And look, Belichick may have to modify his approach a little bit. Rodgers had better ditch the delicate genius routine because he's going to get called out in the meeting room if he screws up. But for a short-term effort, for Belichick to win as many games as possible in his pursuit of Don Shula, and for Rodgers to kind of reverse narratives and clean up the last couple of years, which have been disastrous. And when you think about what's going on with him and the Jets, it's the ultimate middle finger by him, by Belichick, who hates the Jets, and by John Mara, the owner of the Giants, to take Rodgers and put him with Belichick and accomplish with the Giants what the Jets weren't able to do.
Mm. All right. All right. Well, listen, I got a lot of other stuff. Fence, 5-6, 2 in the defense. Been real good. They're 3-2 in their last. They played Buffalo tough and lost a tough one home to Arizona. But that last three have really put it together. You give them a chance to go up, and something they haven't done real well, play against really good teams in the cold late in the year. They haven't played well. Can Tua and the Dolphins have a chance to beat Green Bay tomorrow night?
I think it's possible. But look, Tua said it himself about busting narratives and turning those on their head. You have to do it. That shell game, sleight-of-hand, Globetrotters offense that they run, that's not going to have the same oomph in 25 degrees and if it's windy and it's wintertime. And it's not going to be as cold as it was in Kansas City, but all that timing stuff. And it's great to see the media develop an appreciation for the skill set that Tua has, because it's not like you can find somebody else to come in and do what he does with the no-look pass, the flip over the shoulder. They don't have anybody else on the roster who can do it. There's nobody else out there who can do it. He does it. It's a combination of skill and reps, and it's great and it's fun. I just don't think it travels. You know, defense and running game travel when it's cold. I don't think that kind of three-card money offense where you don't know where the ball is, I don't know that that's going to work at Lambeau Field. But, hey, it's the best game of Thanksgiving by far. It's a low bar when you consider the others. But Dolphins at the Packers, with those wins by Miami, that makes for a great game. And the Packers, at 8-3, I think they're better than 8-3. Their three losses have come to teams that have a combined 5 losses.
Yeah, wow.
The Eagles, the Lions, and the Vikings.
Yeah.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
That's pretty strong. Hey, Baker Mayfield, this is a weird one. Just when you think, well, nothing else, and we'd heard about this before, Baker Mayfield suing his father and the firm for he and his wife for $12 million. Am I basically hearing that Baker's father stole $12 million from his kid? It's just a weird one. We've heard a lot of family issues, but my God, Mike, where's this rank for you?
Well, and I don't know if it's stole. And here's what happened. It was August of 2023 that Baker Mayfield and his wife, Emily, filed a petition seeking information about the whereabouts of $12 million they had invested with companies tied to his father. Okay, so we didn't know. Nobody knew. This is the way you find out. You use the legal process to try to get to the bottom of it. There was a settlement agreement that was reached that required these companies to pay back $11.7 million. And there was a $250,000 payment due in late September. These are all based on allegations in the new lawsuit. The payment wasn't made. The companies weren't being responsive. So they're filing a lawsuit not to prove that there was any type of wrongdoing, malfeasance, misappropriation. They're just arguing, we have an agreement to settle the claim. And under the agreement, you're supposed to pay $11.7 million. That's as easy as it gets, Joe. You got one exhibit. Here it is, the contract. Here's the signatures. Done. Boom. Over. Bang the gavel. Pay their money. My bigger concern is when it's time to go get the money, they're not going to find enough money from these companies to pay. We'll see. But it's sad to think. And, you know, I know it's ultimate first world problems, and most people are struggling to get by, and like all these NFL athletes are making all this money. First of all, not nearly as many of them are as multimillionaires as people think. But for the ones who are, what do you do with that money? Who do you trust it to?
Yeah.
Where do you put it? Do you dig a hole in your backyard? Do you stuff it in your mattress? And if you can't trust family with it, who can you trust with it? It really is sad. But the broader issue here is you got guys with a ton of money, and you got a lot of hyenas out there that are going to try to get their claws in and take a little here and a little there, and they're never going to notice. They got so much, they're never going to notice.
Yeah. Wow, we've seen it for sure. Hey, I leave you with this, the 33rd team. The firm founded and operated by former Jets GM, of course, also with the Miami Dolphins. Mike Tannenbaum and Rick Spielman will help in the process for Woody Johnson to find a new GM and head coach in their consulting services. What'd you think of that? I'm just curious. Everybody's been all over the board. Mike, of course, was there, was let go, that he's now going to be back helping the owner.
My immediate reaction was, what the F dash dash K question mark? I mean, It's odd to me that it was a big splash. Shefty tweets it out. Like, what about discretion? What about being low-key? And I don't know what the 33rd team really does, but to the extent that it's a media company, the idea that one of the NFL teams is paying you for your services to help them hire a GM and a coach, that strips away any objectivity that they would have. And Woody Johnson is already accused of listening too much to the media when he makes his decisions. I guess you're going to be accused of doing it. You might as well go ahead and do it. Hire a media company to you know, tell you who to hire. I guess I wouldn't say no to the check if it came my way. But what makes it even weirder, Joe, it's run by the guy he fired. I can't help but wonder whether or not this is laying the foundation for a return to the glory days of 2010, 2011, where Tannenbaum was the GM and Rex Ryan was the head coach.
Where they sit next to each other on the ESPN shows. I was thinking the same thing. That was going to be the second part of, like, Rex, who's made it pretty clear he'd love to come back. He's got, you know, unfinished business with the Jets. And I know what this thing takes. And by the way, Rex Ryan's become a lot more likable on that show, you know, getting after it, and we get good laughs and everything else. But, man, Mike, that's
he's
a crazy one.
He's been over the top last week about wanting to go back to the Jets. And somebody told me last week after they fired Douglas, you watch Woody or Howell Rex, because there's not going to be anybody else who would be regarded as a can't miss. Not that Rex is a can't miss, but, you know, like Ben Johnson's not going to go there. Ben Johnson's going to go somewhere else. What's happened with Woody Johnson and the Jets the past year, I think, makes it clear that anyone who has options is going to opt to go somewhere else. Rex doesn't have those options, and he'd love to come back and coach the Jets. And I won't be surprised if at the end of the day, that's who Mike Tannenbaum recommends that Woody Johnson hires to be the next head coach.
Mm. Mike, thank you, man. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, pal.
Mike, all right, Mike Flora from Pro Football Talk joining us here this morning. A lot of crazy stuff, man. A lot of really crazy stuff. Hey, I want to tell you one more time this morning. I think it's pretty important for anybody that's been injured at work in an automobile accident or anything else, and you're looking for a law firm. There's a lot of choices, but there's only one: Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. Yep. The partners of Cohen and Judah, injury law firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation. Yes. The same partners who handle your case from start to finish. More than 30 years of experience each, big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results, small enough just to call you back. They happen to put a lot of importance on being able to communicate with their clients. And if you're not getting that right now, and you just feel like you're another number, or your case is not real important where you are, maybe you need Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. Now, I know what you're thinking. Like, oh, even Harvey and Gary are going to have another attorney that's going to handle mine. No, they're not. That's not true. When you walk in, you'll see Harvey Cohen, Gary Judah, and their staff, and you're going to find out that Harvey or Gary or both are going to take care of your case, and you're in good hands. Once that happens, you're in good hands, because those guys get after it. Go to CohenandJudah.com. Read the reviews. Partners who you can always reach, always get a hold of. If you're not getting that where you are right now, or you're looking around right now, make sure you put Cohen and Judah on that final list. Go to CohenandJudah.com, 866-FAIR-FEE. And remember, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work. You hire them to do.